You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, but the one subject I was doing in the previous hour that I'm going to then probably continue in this hour are multiple different ways to save money in your house with heat, air, etc. You know, many of us now going into the winter months, we're going to see a sharp rise in our power bills. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so for us, the summertime is the worst because of the air conditioning, etc. The winter, I think we get maybe 6 weeks of winter, and that's it. Usually, it's cold from Thanksgiving till maybe January, February, if that. And I mean, in terms of really, really cold. And so, and we've had a very hot Thanksgiving. So, you know, for us and, you know, the southern part of the United States, maybe not as bad, but for the rest of you, large spike in your power bills and gas bills. So one thing that, had been discussed, in an article this week was how your HDTV, if you decrease the brightness and the contrast of your television, that could actually save close to $100 a year just by decreasing how bright your TV is. Give it a try. All right. We also talked about how with your water heater, you should probably take a gallon. I think they recommended this every year, was it? I think every year, drain a bucket of water out of the hot water heater to remove the sediment and dirty water to improve heating efficiency. I was giving you guys advice given from Horizon Services. They have an article, 101 Ways to Save Energy and Money in Your Home. And some of these things, it makes sense, right? You know, lower your heat, your air conditioning when you leave the house. Make sure you don't have things that could heat up your thermostat or cool down your thermostat. Many of us do not clean the coils of our air conditioners. Many of us do not clean the coils of our refrigerator. These are things you guys could do. Make sure there's not drapes or anything like that in front of the radiators. I know people go, well, the heat will still dissipate. Yes, it can, but you want unobstructed. Remember, you want the most efficiency. Now, you know, what do pencil pushers do in, you know, most offices, right? What do? They look for ways to save dimes. But if you come up with 100 different ways to do that, you can possibly save some pretty pennies. And a few $100 a year, it's worth it. So in the previous hour, I probably put many people to sleep talking about inspecting your windows and for duct work and air leakage to use caulk or weather stripping. Because again, if you have leaks in your home, you're just throwing money out the wazoo. They also reminded us to use kitchen, bath, and ventilating fans sparingly. You know, many of us, we don't all have bowel movements at the same time of day, so that bathroom fan is going on all day long. That uses energy. I also tell people to pull out the charger of your iPhone or your telephone phone charger. I still don't get how that's using energy because it's not going to something, but it's something that's been recommended. The website also talked about energy-efficient dishwashers, energy-efficient air conditioning systems with the SEER seasonal energy efficiency ratios. Those seem to help save money. Let me see things that I didn't we were talking about the refrigerator and freezer. Make sure your refrigerator is at 38 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 degrees Fahrenheit for freezer. But they say, don't forget to defrost your freezer regularly. I remember my father always yelling at us because we didn't defrost the fridge. Frost builds up, increases the amount of energy needed for the refrigerator to keep its proper temperature. So you never want the frost to build up in your freezer more than a quarter of an inch. Also, make sure direct sunlight or the stove is nowhere near the refrigerator. I know sometimes that's difficult because kitchens are small. But my little apartment in California, it was a very well-lit kitchen, cute kitchen. But that sun fell right onto the refrigerator. These things, they add up. Because if your refrigerator wants to maintain 38 degrees Fahrenheit, it's going to have to pump out a little bit more. every time you open up the refrigerator, up to 1/4 of the cold air could leak out. So rather than everybody going in to get their milk or going in to get their food and opening and closing the door, say, I'm making a trip to the refrigerator. Now, kitchen, you know you will boil your water much quicker if the water is covered. All right. A lot of times we like to mix, etc. Your job is to boil as quickly as possible. You need to go into this winter or into the summer or into any recession thinking you're going to save money. Okay, and I don't care if your friends make fun of you, if your spouse makes fun of you. I can't stand it when I see people boil water without putting a cap on it. It's going to just take longer, and you're wasting energy. Don't forget to keep your burners clean, your reflectors clean. These will reflect the heat better. I always miss-size the pan with the element. I mean, my heating elements, the burners, they all seem the same size to me. But remember when they would come small and big? Put the big pan on the big heating element, the small one on the small. And I know our kids like to mess with that too, but still. They say turn the stove off 5 to 10 minutes before cooking time is up. Right? Like with scrambled eggs. I was always taught that. You turn the heat off. You finish scrambling your eggs. There's plenty of heat a lot of times in the skillet. One thing that I always make up the mistake of is I'm always checking my food by opening up the oven. Don't do that. Make sure you have a working light. It's worth you putting the light and you being able to clean. My problem is the glass always gets all steamy and cruddy. If you could use small cooking appliances rather than a huge stove and oven for something small, do it. They say try not to preheat the oven longer than 10 minutes. I know a lot of us will preheat the oven, go grocery shopping, come back. No. A broiler probably uses the greatest deal of energy, so they said try avoiding using the broiler. Before you cook your food, make sure they're fully thawed. It'll just make things quicker. Barbecue, mix it up a little bit. They say cook during cooler hours whenever possible so then you don't get hot and need more air conditioning. They say crock pots and slow cookers are actually 75% more energy efficient. So if you could throw food in the crock pot and go to work, great. They say use cold water in your garbage disposal rather than hot water. Cold water gets rid of the grease. And washing clothes in cold water also seems to save money. A lot more cool stuff, but we'll move on from here. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Christmas Carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So, you know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about how to save money during the winter. And I love this one website, and I'll post it on my Facebook and Twitter, just in case any of you have missed. I mean, just giving you piece by piece little ways to save money. And I think all this accruing could probably save you hundreds of dollars a year. And, you know, just to quickly review, a lot of these things were pretty common sense. You know, making sure you aren't opening the refrigerator as much. Make sure you defrost your freezer regularly. Make sure you're changing your furnace filters each month, your air conditioning filters each month. A lot of us, we know this, but do we do it? All right. Another recommendation. This comes from Horizon Services. Is 100 ways to save energy and money in your home. It's probably one of my favorite websites delineating, just bulleting these out. Little things that we need to remember that we need to do. We just kind of talked about things you could do when you're cooking. And again, I know you all know this, but it's just a reminder. You know, I was really hungry one day. I forgot to fully thaw something, so I started to cook it when it wasn't completely thawed, and it took longer in the oven. That stuff adds up. You know, they were talking about here, washer, dryer, and laundry. If you rinse in cold water rather than hot water, it could save you $50 a year. Now, some people say, well, Dahlia, you really need the hot water to kill the bacteria. Yes, in some cases, like for me, I try to do the hottest water possible for my clothes because I get a lot of pathogens on me from work, etc. But the truth of the matter is your washer isn't sterilizing anything, okay? The temperature isn't high enough to sterilize. So whether it's hot water or cold water, and with the flushing and the rinsing, I don't think there's that much of an antimicrobial difference, okay? Because, again, we're not sterilizing. And at that point, you might as well save some money, okay? And then, again, they are going to be in a dryer, and there's heat there. They say put a dry towel in the dryer. This is brilliant. Put a dry towel in the dryer with each load of wet clothes. The towel will absorb dampness and reduce drying time, saving energy and money. It's true. They say fill washers and clothes dryers, but do not overload them. Clean the lint screen after every load of laundry. I know you guys know this, but many times you don't. Remember, the dirty lint will prevent the efficiency of the heat. If you can air dry some clothes, do it. If you have clothes where it really doesn't matter, a lot of the kids' t-shirts, air dry them. Why not? Save that load. Think about if you do this throughout the year. Remove clothes from the dryer and hang dry when they're still damp. They'll usually dry without the wrinkles. Avoid ironing clothes if you don't have to. Wrinkle-free clothing is my favorite. Use front-loading washing machine. They require less water and energy than other washing machines. They say use less detergent and skip the extra rinse cycle on your washing machine to save water and time. If your clothes need to be rinsed twice, you're using too much soap. Now, again, I mean, still clean your clothes. I can see some of you go, well, honestly, why not just rewear the t-shirt 3-4 times? I mean, we don't need to be that cheap. We're just trying to think of ways to save money. I love that idea of throwing a towel in your dryer. That's brilliant. In the bathroom, take showers, not baths. A 5-minute shower uses half the hot water. Not me. I love hot showers. I could stand in there for hours. It all depends on the length of the song. If I'm singing a Celine Dion song and I don't think I get it right in the first 3-4, you know, attempts, I'm going to be in there for a good 30 minutes. But if I sing like a quick tune, right, a quick little ditty, I'll be out of there fast. Select a shower head with a flow rate of 2.5 gallons per minute. That also saves on hot water. Install aerating low flow faucets and shower heads. Don't let the water run when you're shaving. It wastes hot water. And if you got leaky faucets, don't forget to repair them immediately because the leaky faucet wastes gallons before you know it. Lighting. We've talked about lighting. We've talked about the safety of some of these light bulbs. We know that some of the more expensive light bulbs use much less energy, like those CFLs. My only problem with the CFL lights that save money is I guess if you drop one, you need to kind of clear the neighborhood. I mean, you have to actually, right, we talked about this. I think when you drop one, you have to open the windows. You need to evacuate the room, close off the room. Don't let cats or dogs go in there for a few hours. Then you go in and clean it up, and it's got to be disposed of. But, I mean, they do save money. Halogen light bulbs for outdoor lighting, I think they're kind of ugly, but they do. They save energy. You got to tell your kids to turn the lights off, and you need to do it too. Turn on outdoor lights only when needed. I love those energy saver lights where as soon as there's motion, the light goes on. I think that's brilliant. They say when using your incandescent bulbs, the cheaper ones, use the lowest wattage possible. But here's the thing. If you need to light a room, maybe get one big light bulb, then tons of lamps. That's always an idea. Right? You know, if the kids go, oh, I want to read in this room where the beanbag is, tell them the lights are in this room, read in that room. Okay? You could beanbag some other day. But you don't have to light up the whole house, the whole apartment. Okay? These are just little things to think. They say also dimmer switches. The dimmer switches are nice. Let's say you need light because you don't want to trip in the middle of the night. You need a nightlight. Sometimes the dimmer ones do well. They say when you buy holiday lights, use the LED holiday lights, 90% less energy. You got to dust your light bulbs. Most of us don't, touch the light bulbs because we don't want to look in the lamp because there's spiders. I cannot stand looking at lamps because there's spider webs. And I don't want to touch anything because it could be a spider. No, you got to clean off the light bulb. The reason why there's a spider web is because there probably is dust. If you could use motion detectors, heat sensors, photocell controls, do it. They say, this is interesting, guys. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're teaching you how to lose weight. We're teaching you how to save money on energy expenditures in your house. They say use satin or semi-gloss paint on your walls because it'll reflect more light and allow you to use lower watt bulbs. Is that interesting? You see, I always wanted the gloss because it's easier to clean because my kids would draw on the walls. I didn't realize it would reflect more light and save money. Put your computer to sleep instead of using a screensaver. Many of us do not do that. Let the computers go to sleep. I'm not saying propofol or euthanasia, just the sleep button. See, in my house, the computers are on 24/7. That's ridiculous. Another thing is laser printers use more energy than inkjet. So if you could save money on energy, inkjet. Now, I don't know the difference between what either of those do for the environment, but right now we're in a recession. We'll save money, get through the recession, then we'll figure out which one is safer for the environment. They say get rid of your CRT monitor. CRT monitors are energy hogs. Get an LCD monitor for your computer instead. Now, I don't know what my monitor is, CRT versus LCD. Those are too many acronyms for me, but if you could figure it out, do it. Desktop computers use more energy than a laptop. Laptops use a fraction of the electricity. So if you could work off a laptop, in my studio, I use a laptop. I love it. As long as the laptop doesn't die on me, I'm fine. Of course, appliances should be unplugged. Okay, if you aren't using an appliance, unplug it. I always unplug the toaster because I don't want kids sticking forks into it. Then, of course, any old appliances, it's a great time to buy new Energy Star appliances. Now, those of you that love going to Home Depot and Lowe's, then in the hardware stores, you probably just salivate seeing the installation. I love walking around Home Depot and Lowe's. I love the smell of that store. I love it, but installation to me is fun. You need to insulate your attic floor, your top floor ceiling to a minimum of R-49. I guess the higher the R number, the better the insulation. The more insulation, the less you're losing air and heat seeping from the house. Okay, make sure all your doors are weather stripped. Test your windows and for air tightness. If you have a crawl space, make sure it's dry. When insulation gets wet, the effectiveness goes down. All right, so I know we spent a lot of time on these things, but if you add all these up, you're going to save a lot of money. And seeing that nothing's really changing in Washington, I want you guys to save as much money as you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. They're saying football players have been found to use Viagra on the field. According to Chicago Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall, he said he's heard some of the players using the sexual stimulant to improve their performance on the field. Viagra? Really, people? I mean, you can get an erection, you know that, even when you're excited playing football. I would not want to be distracted with an erection if I was a guy. They say some guys will do whatever it takes to get an edge. Some of them are using Viagra. And I guess, you know, Adderall was an issue. The ADD medication Adderall, because it's a stimulant. Now NFL players may be under scrutiny for using Viagra. So I guess after Marshall brought this up, people are going to take a look at that. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, so researchers say they can actually predict a newborn baby's odds of becoming obese just by a simple formula. Apparently, all they need is the child's birth weight, the body mass index measurements of the parents. I mean, I hope they wouldn't take it when the mom just gave birth, okay? I mean, I gained 60 pounds during one of my pregnancies. The number of people in the household, what type of occupation the mother has, and whether or not she smoked while pregnant. They say the test takes very little time. Study author Dr. Philip Frogel, professor from the School of Public Health at Imperial College London. Apparently, new study researchers derived the formula using data that looked at 4,000 people born in Finland since 1986. At first, the researchers were trying to develop a more complex formula, looking for mutations and genetic makeup. Couldn't do it. But they used data that was very easily available. Child's birth, except, you know, that was available during the child's birth to create this formula, and found the 20% of children predicted to have the highest risk of obesity at birth made up 80% of those obese children in the study pool. They said once a young child becomes obese, it's difficult for them to lose weight, so prevention is the best strategy. Agreed. Unfortunately, they say, public prevention campaigns have been rather ineffective at preventing obesity in school-aged children. No, they're more concerned about giving these kids birth control and letting them have sex. Teaching parents about the dangers of overfeeding and bad nutritional habits at a young age would be more effective. So I see this, okay? You tell a mom that just gave birth and is still passing placenta that her kid is going to end up obese. I'm sure she'll welcome that information, but I do think we need to, at birth, remind parents. The problem is when I was in training, okay, so we're talking the 90s, they did limit baby feeds. They taught us to convey to parents to not be feeding more than a couple ounces every 3 hours to the babies, to the newborns. And moms would look at me like I was crazy. These new moms, right? Or moms that already had multiple kids going, you're kidding me. My kid wants more than 2 ounces. And I was taught, nope, 2 ounces. Take the bottle away. They're going to overfeed and they're going to get colic. And it doesn't work that way. So then I give birth. And one of my kids, he wanted to eat, he breastfed a little bit, did some bottle, and it was never a science. It was never 2 ounces every 3 hours. He ate when he wanted to eat, when he didn't want to eat, he didn't want to eat. That's what the animal does. And the only reason why I bring this up is when a mom brings home a baby and is scared to death of doing something wrong, you would almost rather them err on the side of feeding the infant than not, okay? These kids lose fluids. They need their feeds because they get fluids. They need their nutrition. And so I know these guys, these researchers, aren't trying to say put the infant on a diet when they're 4 or 5 days old. But we need to be very careful when we talk to newborn parents. They are scared to death that they're going to do something wrong. And if most of the education in the maternity ward ends up being about obesity, although I'm for all types of education, but it's stressed more than dehydration, lack of nutrition, how to properly feed the baby and know when he wants to eat, parents are going to go home with a bias towards anti-obesity and may inadvertently misconstrue and withhold feedings. I think we need to be careful with that. I mean, studies have shown babies may pouch up and poof up and then get slim and back and forth. You know, one of my kids, he was born, he was starving basically in the womb. And he was born 6-something after 5 days of labor and induction. And the breast milk didn't come in, so I gave him bottle feeds. And thank God we hydrated him, and he got to a good weight. He never was chubby. He was always an extremely skinny kid. But when he was 3-4 years old, he discovered the chicken finger. And he discovered the French fry. And after that, he started to gain weight. You know, obesity can be controlled and can be curbed at any age, okay? And many of you who have lost weight and are now thinner are proof of that. So I don't think we have to have our infants on a diet. But I do think that within the first year of the child's life, doctors should counsel moms and dads on childhood obesity and how a lot of it could start this early. It's just you really need to be careful when they're in the maternity ward. And just take it from me, who's a newborn mom who had as much medical training as I could have possibly had in pediatrics and family medicine, and I let maternal instinct kick in. And I'm glad I did, because maternal instinct was more correct than what I learned in textbooks. All right, just a thought. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of weight, there's supposedly a new treatment now that'll help weight loss. And it has actually been shown to improve diabetes in monkeys. Apparently, it's an antibody. And this antibody mimics the action of a naturally occurring molecule that causes weight loss in monkeys. What they did is this antibody improved insulin sensitivity. And it, you know, the better your insulin, the more sensitive your insulin, the easier it is to fight diabetes. But it also found that it decreased levels of triglycerides. And triglycerides are fat, and fat that circulate in blood. And they can harden the arteries, cause arteriosclerosis, heart attacks, strokes, etc. So basically, they think in the animal model, the monkeys, they think their results are pretty encouraging. Now, is this the first time they tried to use antibodies, not antibiotics, antibodies that are engineered and forced to kind of connect to certain cells? No, it's not the first time. This has happened multiple times, and I think they have tried this with obesity. But for some reason, they're kind of excited about these results. So the study was funded by Amgen, the developer of the treatment, published in Science and Translation Medicine this week. Now, once they get this antibody type of research successfully master this type of thing, they could be using these antibodies for so many things. They could maybe use it to curb appetite. They could use it to increase your ATP expenditure. There's so many things they could do. It's taking forever. Now, a study here, they said, looked at the molecule fibroblast growth factor 21, FGF21. It had a name tag on it and everything. This molecule apparently has had a lot of interest because it shows to have a lot of positive effects on obesity and diabetes. In the body, this FGF21 growth factor is induced by fasting or starvation. They're trying to understand how it causes beneficial changes, but they think it may activate the metabolistic brown fat. Remember we talked about two types of fat, brown fat and white fat? Brown fat is metabolically active, and people will lose weight if they could burn their brown fat. It's an amazing, unfortunately many of us have white fat, which is more difficult to lose. So, to put things in a nutshell, they're looking at the FGF21, figuring out what activates it, what they're able to do. They use an antibody called MIMAB antibody 1, and they tested these on monkeys. Monkeys received injections, depending on whether they had the antibody or not. There was a control group, etc. And they found that 5 to 6 weeks after the first injection, the monkeys had lost 10% of their body weight. And the body weight stuck with them at least 9 weeks. So, keep going, guys. Keep going. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget that we are going to Alaska next summer, the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Please go to my website, check that out. Coastal Alaska is exquisite. We're going to leave out of Seattle, and it should be probably one of the best trips you've ever taken. You're going to learn a lot. We've got a lot of prizes, a lot of goodies. We've got a good rate, and you're going to have plenty of alone time to enjoy your vacation. So please check that out. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't really have a lot of time to watch 2020. I TiVo so many of my shows, but I probably would have wanted to see this one. Apparently, a retired New York police officer told ABC News on 2020 how to, get out of a ticket. If you could, when you get stopped by the police for a potential traffic violation. Jerry Kane is retired, 53 years old. They should do that. He could write a book, okay? And I guess these are just a couple little tricks. He said one of the best things you could do is to you know, see things from the officer's perspective, okay? Like he said, the first thing that the officer thinks about is, how is this stop going to go? The officer's going to be coming up to a car. He has no idea if it's somebody nice and sweet or someone who's going to pull a gun on him and kill him, all right? Because many of them have had partners who have been shot on simple road stops. He says cops get killed on car stops. He said drivers should remember that officers will always be on high alert. So he says one of the first things you could do is make sure that your hands are visible. Like, see, a big problem, I think, for cops is we get pulled over and immediately we start to try to find the driver's license and the insurance card. And I've been through this so many times. I could do it by heart, blindfolded. So you start digging through the glove box. You start digging in the back seat. Your butt is in the air. How does he know you're not looking for a gun? So what I would recommend, and what's he recommending, is act in a way that'll put the officer at ease and let him know you don't plan on shooting him. If he could see everyone's hands, immediately his blood pressure goes down, his pulse gets a bit slower. Now, the reason why I don't always do this, because, again, the problem with my insurance card is the insurance, I guess, expires every 6 months. And if your agent doesn't keep giving you a new insurance card, or if you get it and you forget to put it in your car, my insurance card then is obsolete. So, and if I do put a new insurance card in, I don't throw out the old ones. So I need an average of probably 35 minutes to locate the correct insurance card properly. And so when the cop pulls me over, I immediately start to look and fuss and rummage. When he comes up to the car, have your hands on the steering wheel, go, "Hi, officer, how you doing?" And, you know, then he goes, "You look like Dr. Dahlia." "Yes, I love my cops. I support my cops. Cops rock." "Oh, Dr. Dahlia, since you're that wonderful, I'll let you go." No, usually it doesn't happen that way. All right. Okay, so they say if it's nighttime, turn on the interior lights in your car. All right. This way he could see that you're, you know, not, you know, being a bad guy type of thing. Okay. Or bad girl. He said, if it's night or day, lower all the windows on your car. Put your hands up on the steering wheel high where the cop could see them. Now, here's my only problem. I don't know. Problem is, you start lowering back windows, I don't know if that could put them, you know, into high alert, because somebody from the back window could be shooting at them or something. So usually I just roll down my window. I'm like, "Hi, how's it going?" Usually, like, I have Christmas music playing, or I have some oldie station playing, or talk radio. We should actually have some sort of a radio station, either on XM or through GCN, that all it talks about is how "I love cops, I love cops, I love cops." So if the police do come up to your car, it's talking about, "And that's why we love police officers, and that's why the fact that you listen, you love police officers. Oh, hi, officer, I just listened to some talk radio." That's what we need to do. Okay, now, well, the officer's relaxed. Now he doesn't think you're going to hurt him. Hopefully his blood pressure's down. Now maybe you could try to get out of it. He said, be apologetic if the officer asks you if you know what you did wrong, but remember you don't have to admit anything. Okay? So basically go, "Oh, officer, I am so sorry. I was so busy thinking about what I was going to donate to the policeman's ball that I've tried everything. Trust me. Never use 'I have to go to the bathroom really bad.'" Never use that, because what their answer is, which happened to me again this year, "Fine, I'll make your ticket really quick so you can get to the bathroom." They say, play dumb. You can say, "Oh, what did I do?" And if he tells you what he did, say, "Oh, man, I didn't realize it. I'm sorry. I had no idea." Crying only works if you're a woman and an attractive woman, he says. Since men and women were created, attractive women get more breaks. Finally, you can get away with a little speeding, that he says, as long as it's less than 10 miles per hour over the limit. He said, if you were my brother or my cousin and asked me, that's what I would tell you. Here's my problem. I know the speed limits. I have every speed limit memorized. I don't even have to look. I know the city. What I don't have is the construction zones down. So all of a sudden, you're driving on a freeway, for crying out loud. That was my last ticket. My last ticket was, I was driving on a freeway on the 215. And all of a sudden, I get pulled over. Well, I'm driving 70 miles an hour. 65-mile-an-hour freeway. I'm driving 70 miles an hour. Construction zone, speed limit was 55. Construction zone on a freeway, none of the lanes were closed. I think sometimes a police department just sticks up construction zone weeks before the construction begins just because, you know, they can make some more money. Again, I love police. I love, but the departments need money. So that got me. That got me really good. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael Vick, right, who had a pretty big head injury, is going to try a new gear that is supposedly supposed to prevent head injuries. It's called the Dome. It's a helmet liner. It's a cap that has a helmet liner that players, I guess Ryan Clark of the Pittsburgh Steelers, wear. I believe the military came up with this. Now, Vick had missed two past games with a concussion, suffered from the Eagles' loss to Dallas. His status is uncertain for this week's rematch in Dallas. Backup quarterback Nick Foles has started the past two games. The company says Vick's neurologist recommended the fitting. I'm going to look into this cap. I want to know what it has, but from what I understand, it was designed by the military for the military, and now it's going to be introduced to NFL players. I think that's cool. Speaking of football, I guess Atlanta airport workers were pelting New Orleans Saints bus with eggs, right? Because Atlanta was going to be playing the Falcons. I have to admit, I think the Saints and Atlanta have done amazing this year. But come on, people, be nice. Honestly, it's either people hate each other for their politics or they hate each other for their sports. Another study comes out today saying we need to be careful with four common drugs in older people. Drugs used for schizophrenia, dementia, bipolar, like Abilify, Zyprexa, Seroquel, Risperidone, are among medications called atypical antipsychotics used for schizophrenia and bipolar. But sometimes physicians are using these medications for dementia. I use Seroquel sometimes for insomnia. And they said we need to be careful with people who are older, all right? We still don't know the long-term safety from what we understand, all right? 17% of the participants and their doctors agreed to be randomly assigned to all four drugs, most citing concerns with side effects. They were given medical exams, health histories, et cetera, whatever. And they said people didn't take their medication long-term, probably because of certain side effects, and they didn't like how they felt. So, you know, with any medication, it's all about the education. And you have questions you ask. And if your doctor doesn't talk to you, I love pharmacists. Talk to your pharmacist. We'll let them educate you on it, all right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.